Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Alec Baldwin is not a happy camper, you know, after being drugged through criminal court last year on something that was really a horrible accident. And obviously all of that ended up being dismissed. Actor Alec Baldwin has now filed a civil lawsuit against Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwhite, Special Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey, and other officials claiming malicious prosecution and violations of his civil rights. The lawsuit follows the dismissal of criminal charges against Baldwin in connection with the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. Baldwin was holding a prop pistol during a rehearsal when it discharged, killing Hutchins and wounding actor Joel Souza. Baldwin faced an involuntary manslaughter charge, which was thrown out in July by Judge Mary Marlowe Sumner. The judge cited prosecutorial misconduct, including the withholding of key evidence related to the live ammunition on set. The lawsuit filed Thursday names additional defendants, including investigators in the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, the First Judicial District Attorney's Office, the Santa Fe County Board of Commissioners, and the county itself. In the filing, Baldwin's attorney has accused prosecutors of engaging in a malicious and unlawful pursuit of the actor for political and personal reasons. Criminal prosecutions are supposed to be about the search for truth and justice, not to pursue personal or political gain or harass the innocent, attorney Luke Nikas and Alex Spiro stated. Carrie Morrissey and other defendants violated that basic principle over and over and trampled on Alec Baldwin's rights. We bring this action to hold the defendants accountable for their misconduct and to prevent them from doing this to anyone else. The lawsuit alleges that prosecutors intentionally concealed evidence that would have cleared Baldwin instead sought to scapegoat him for Hutchins' death. Special Prosecutor Andrea Reeb is accused of making statements about how pursuing the case could benefit her political career as a Republican state representative. Baldwin's attorneys claim that false and incomplete testimony from Morrissey was used to secure his indictment. Responding to the lawsuit, Morrissey said in October of 23, the prosecution team became aware that Mr. Baldwin intended to file a retaliatory civil lawsuit. We look forward to our day in court. The incident, which occurred during the filming of the Western Rust, reignited debates about firearm safety on film sets and led to multiple lawsuits, including Baldwin's. The actor seeking financial damages through a jury trial, arguing that the defendants must be held accountable for their actions. Defendants must now be held accountable for their malicious and unlawful pursuit of Baldwin, the complaint states. So, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And is this a state that it's filed in? Where maybe you can't state what you're going after civilly, like a certain amount? Or is that is maybe decided by the jury in this?
I believe this is in New Mexico.
Okay. Every state's a little different in how they handle civil. So I'm going to guess that's why there's no, you know, I'm suing for X amount of dollars. I'm thinking this is going to be a judge or the jury's going to.
I think he's going to win.
I do too. I think he's totally going to win.
I think this is a really ugly case. I mean, I just remember doing an audible "oh" when it, you know, got thrown out. It was like, what the hell just happened here?
Yeah, I mean, it was all set to get going. It was going to be a big deal, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it all fell apart.
Yeah, and I think a lot of careers just went down the shitter with this whole case. Just carelessness is what it seemed like to me. I don't know if it was malicious intent. I just think it was carelessness.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong. I mean, I know he's going after malicious prosecution, But yeah, I just wonder if this was somebody just not really paying attention to the finer details.
Well, I think, I mean, what they figured out roughly in this is that there were live bullets that were in a, I'm just paraphrasing, I'm very roughly stating this, so don't quote me. There were live bullets that were used, I believe, on the set of 1898 or whatever, the other, you know, the spinoff to Yellowstone. And they came, I guess, with the dummy rounds as well over mm-hmm. to this set, and somehow it wasn't labeled correctly, or I don't know. There was some sort of mix-up there. I do no way, shape, or form think any of this was malicious. I don't know, you know, what exactly went wrong here, other than you had a armorer who was very inexperienced, and maybe a more experienced one would have recognized the bullets to be what they are because they do look different. And had that been done, you know, I think you would have had a very different outcome. And obviously she was charged and spent some time in prison, or still is. Aren't they trying to vacate that one too?
I thought so, but it's been so long since I've touched anything to do with this case. I don't quite remember.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, look, it was inexperience. No one tried to have anything happen here. It's horrible what happened, but sometimes it's not, there's not a person that needs to pay. Sometimes it's just, there's no one that, we get a change of protocol, and maybe that's what needs to happen here. I think it goes back down to how did these bullets get mixed up? And even if you do figure out how that happened, unless somebody did it maliciously, there's nothing to go after.
No, and it was just a really shit situation. And again, were people paying attention? It just feels like they weren't. Like from the top, from actually on set to the prosecution of this, mm-hmm. it just seems like there was just carelessness everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that just the way things are going to be in our world?
Pretty much.
I mean, you walk into a sub shop and you request something, and then you're like watching them put it together, and you're like, I never said put green peppers on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like people aren't paying attention. They're just not focused anymore. And you doesn't matter where you go and what you ask for, shit's not getting done right.
They're not focused, and there's no sense of accountability to do it right. I think you have generations that just everything was fucked up and that's just the norm. And that's kind of the world. It's so frustrating now. Anytime you go out to do something, there's always something that's not going to work right. And it's really frustrating mm-hmm. if you're going to certain places too. And like you're spending some money and you're expecting, okay, this should probably be pretty good because there are more attention to detail. There's more money involved, that sort of shit. But you go to a nice hotel and the fucking TV doesn't work. Just basic shit. Like I'd expect that at the Days Inn or something, but like not at like big expensive hotels. And then there's just like, okay, well, we'll get somebody to look at that. Like there's no urgency on anything either.
I think, you know, customer service, that kind of thing. I think people are just exhausted. I think the employees are, and this, you know, we're obviously going off on a tangent here, but I think we're tired. I think a lot of people are worn out. Our give a shit is broken. We don't feel like we're being respected as employees. I don't say we as in me, I don't feel that way, but I think there's just this overwhelming feeling of, oh God, I'm never going to get ahead. I'm never going to do this. I don't give a shit. I'm just here punching the clock. I'm going to do the bare minimum. And there's just no pride anymore. And I feel like we need to get back to a different era where an employee is really treated as somebody who's respected and treated kindly, that, you know what, I understand you're giving your time and passion for my company, and pizza party doesn't cut it.
Exactly. I mean, it might help if places, you know, started, you know, paying people a livable wage so they didn't have to do three other jobs on top of the one that they're already doing here. So yeah, I can see how the give a shit gets busted, because, you know, a lot of those sort of situations are folks who are going to have to be doing two or three jobs just to make it, especially if you got kids or anything like that. And if we go back in time where like things were kind of a little more on track and everything wasn't so kind of like fucked up, you were looking at a time where that person in that position of things getting fucked up or messed up or missed or whatnot, they only had to do the one job.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do three others to kind of keep the lights on and food on the table. So I think that's the big change. And I'm not bashing businesses here either. Only like super, super crazy greedy ones where you certainly have the money to do it. Because a lot of small businesses, look, they're already just trying to scrape to get by as it is. And there's usually a reason why, you know, sometimes the salaries are pretty low at certain places. It's because they're not making very much either. But sometimes, you know, sometimes they are. But yeah. That is their goal, is to make money as well. That's how this works. But there's certainly, there's certainly room for growth there. On everything. Your bigger companies are taking all of it and your smaller companies are just trying to, you know, pay their people what they can afford to pay their people. And that's how you get where we're at.
Well, and it's just, I think, and it would be interesting to talk to Siobhan, our yeah. psychotherapist, about this. Are people just overwhelmed and exhausted? And how do we stop this cycle of people just can't do this shit anymore. And we wake up, our alarm goes off, we wake up and go, okay, I'm going to get through another day. And it's just rinse, repeat, you know? How do we get back to a time where we're thriving again? And I don't know what stopped it, but I feel like people are just going through the motions. And when we talk about something like what happened on the set of Rust, was this a case of somebody just going through the motions, yeah. just checking a box, not checking it very well, and then somebody dies?
Or inexperience. I think that's the other big part with it, with the armorer. Just, I mean, even if she was doing everything and checking all those boxes and paying vigilant attention, what you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know? And so yeah. I wonder if that has a lot to do with it. As well. Overall, a horrible tragedy, but I think those who went over the top on this one need to be called out.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.